Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo. Welcome back. We're going to talk about how to attract a guy and make him commit to you. You know, it's funny because men and commitment never seem to fit into the same sentence together. Unless, of course, you're a woman who is going through the hard times of trying to get him to make that commitment. In fact, it's become kind of a cliche joke, the man who can't commit, a cartoon of men everywhere who just can't seem to give up their bachelor lifestyle and settle down in their relationship. Those crazy guys who are running around trying to be players just can't seem to stick with one relationship for longer than 5 minutes. Well, maybe he just needs some more Ritalin and some therapy. Now, I'm being a little cheeky here on purpose, mostly because there are a lot of myths about a man's ability to make a commitment. The reality is something that not many women understand. Now, I'm going to give you a warning here, and I have to warn you up front that I'm going to reveal some things that are, well, they're kind of controversial. If you'd prefer to not have your beliefs challenged, to kind of sit comfortably in your comfort zone, well, I'm going to suggest you stick with the traditional get-you-nowhere advice from women's magazines and maybe that random advice you got from your mom or your friends, okay? If you're willing to challenge those beliefs and in the process get some results, well, stick with me, okay? If you've got what it takes to really face this thing head-on, what I'm about to tell you could be quite a shock to your system. You're still here? Great! Now, I'm going to show you how to attract a guy and how to make him commit to you. But first, I have to warn you about an epidemic of thinking that started somewhere, I think around the early 1970s or so. It might have even been a little earlier or later, but it definitely started somewhere around the rise of the feminist movement of the 1970s. Now, it was right around this time period that women everywhere started to really come into their own. You know, they were making their own careers, they were exerting their independence, and popular media would have you believe that this was when men started to fight the rising tide of change, right? We saw that women were becoming equals in the workplace, and we fought back with everything we had, trying to keep your pay low and discriminating against you at every opportunity. And of course, creating the glass ceiling, the unseen and unbreakable barrier of advancement. Or did it? You see, this wasn't really what happened. All right. I mean, the rise of the women's empowerment was real, and that social shift was absolutely necessary. I'm not trying to be some kind of misogynist dinosaur here and argue for we need to go back to the old way. No, nothing like that. What also started at that time was a culture of men being viewed as nothing more than unruly and disobedient forms of women. Yeah, that's right. You see, men are often seen in the context of being compared to women. We're also seeing the context of being spoiled, angry little boys who didn't like their party being ruined. But the truth is actually more complicated than guys turning into brats. Stick with me here. This is worth it. I can sense you might be getting a little bit heated. You see, what men didn't like about this radical grab for the wheel was that history had been rewritten to make men appear as oppressive dolts who ruined the world as a way to justify this shift. Well, we didn't mind making some room for women. We just didn't like how respect for men was completely thrown out of the window in the process. Men were portrayed as sitting in smoke-filled rooms, smoking cigars, plotting our power struggles for political ambition. But now we were being forced to give up the benefits of appreciation and attention that we had once treasured in our relationships, things that men need. This is an essential for us in a relationship, and it was being thrown out. Sacrifices had to be made, and both sides had to adjust, of course. But what happened was we became more focused on the war of the sexes than we were about how to make relationships work right in the new order. Now, this left men seeing most women focus entirely on her needs, no longer caring about a man's needs at all within a relationship and getting those needs met. Okay, I'm done reviewing this history of gender issues here, but I do need to leave you with this parting thought for you to consider. Most women today compare men's behavior and his needs solely in the context of her behaviors and needs, as if women's needs are the only right way and the only correct model of how a relationship should be. Well, this has left many men feeling stranded and horribly misunderstood. And that's part of the reason I'm here today, to provide this kind of advice and feedback. Now, what all this means is that if you want to attract a man and keep him, you might need to relearn what it is that men really need from you. And you may have to see that our needs might not match up with a woman's needs exactly. It's kind of like taking two different puzzles, okay, and mixing all the pieces together. You're going to find yourself forcing pieces to fit because you think they should, but not because they're part of the picture. Okay, so let's get on with the first way you can get a guy to commit. Commitment tip number one, put brakes on your own commitment urgency. What many women do in a relationship is do for him what she would want him to do for her in an attempt to get what she needs for commitment. In other words, women often try to lock him down with every word and action before he's had a chance to get used to the thought of a long-term relationship. She's already thinking and acting like it's forever well before he's even ready for that. Sometimes it seems that every decision you might make for us, every decision the woman makes in the relationship, has this intent of putting on a veil and gown instead of, well, just being in the relationship and enjoying what we actually have. You see, men want girlfriends. We really do. We don't mind commitment either. We want wives eventually. That's implied. We just don't want to be subtly, or not so subtly, rushed down the aisle. Which actually leads me to another point. Commitment tip number two is wait. Yes, you heard me right. Wait. In study after study, it's been shown that if given a chance and a choice, women would prefer to wait much longer to sleep with a guy. And it's been shown that men also prefer to wait longer as well, contrary to this pressure that women perceive men put on women to give it up. So if both sides would like to wait longer, what's going on here? Well, many women feel like they can only win a guy over if they lock him down with sex. Beat the other girl to the punch, right? And since the guy doesn't mind the quick, easy sex, he's not going to say, hey, hold on there, missy, let's grow the emotional attachment I need first, then we can move on to a physical relationship. No. Well, most guys won't. But some guys do. I should know, I was actually one of those guys. I realized early on about this confusing mix of urgency for sex that a guy has and his need to emotionally bond with a woman first. I eventually had to put up my hand and say, whoa, we need to slow down here a little bit, which ironically only had the effect of challenging women, so they felt like they had to work even harder to get me into bed faster. So if you hurry into bed with a guy in an attempt to shortcut him into bonding with you, it will only be a quick satisfaction of his sexual needs, and it will often feel very empty to him. If he doesn't get some time where he's allowed the delicious frustration of chasing you and attempting to pull you into bed, well, then the relationship won't have a chance to create strong and real attachment. It's a little like pouring Jell-O into a container and then constantly shaking it. It won't ever get a chance to set properly. Trust me, if he won't wait a couple of weeks longer for you, he wouldn't have been a candidate for a long-term relationship partner with you either. And now we get to commitment tip number three. Don't try to be super girlfriend. This one is related to tip number one. Many men sense when a woman has made up her own mind to be monogamous and exclusive. Mostly because she's hoping this will make him do the same thing for her, right? She's hoping it's going to make him reciprocate. I'm making you the center of my universe, she seems to be saying. Don't you want to do the same thing for me? Well, one part of this that you're going to find difficult to do, and this is the thing that's important, is you're going to have to find a way to date other guys. You need to do this until he's made a commitment to you, and for the following reasons. First of all, you need a frame of reference from which to make a comparison. If you're looking for a guy to stick with, and don't lie to yourself, you probably are, then you deserve to pick the very best, don't you? And you won't feel like one man holds your entire future just because he's all you've got. This puts you in scarcity thinking, and it drives down your value, which is why having more than one man in your life will put you in a mindset of abundance. He will sense your status, and he'll want to lock you down. And no, it won't just be because he's got competition. A man doesn't ever commit because he has to. He does it because he sees that he's got a woman of value. And value equals desirability in his eyes. But because he's got competition, guess what? He's going to step up to his A game. A guy is on his best behavior when he's held accountable by the character and actions of other men. And this is the best kind of peer pressure you can have when choosing a partner. Now, the usual objection that I get when I talk to women about dating more than one guy is usually, but Carlos, if he thinks there's another guy in the picture, he'll just disappear and go for someone else. Oh no, not at all. Competition will make him jump in with even more energy and drive. When we sense that a woman has other possibilities, we work harder to win her over. And if he doesn't, he wouldn't have been there for you later on. What kind of guy would he have been for you if he needed you to be easy? Commitment is something that a man willingly gives for something he wants. Let me say that again. Commitment is something that a man willingly gives for something he wants. Men commit all the time. He commits to his hobbies, to the car he buys, to the home mortgage he gets for 30 years. He made a commitment to his career, and even that silly hairstyle he probably needs to update. Your job is simple. Don't be the woman that's trying to drag him towards the wedding chapel, and keep your own options open. You're going to be amazed at how easy it is to get a commitment when you don't need or even want a commitment from him. A lot of relationships end today just because one person wanted a commitment, the other one was afraid to commit. Now, we often think that, right? The one that wants to commit is feeling unwanted, really, while the other person who's afraid of commitment goes from one relationship to another and keeps on leaving and returning to relationships they had with an ex because he or she won't commit to a long-term relationship. Now, whenever we talk about this fear of commitment, what we're very often talking about is something much deeper. It's actually a overabundance, I guess you call it, of what we perceive to be opportunities out there. We live in a world where, I call it the McDonald's world, where if you don't like what you got, just go to a drive-thru and get another or get a different one. It doesn't matter because everything's disposable, right? You don't like the website you're on? Quick, browse to something new. You don't like the car you're driving? Quick, trade it in. You don't like the guy you're dating? Quick, get back on Match.com. You can just get a new one. And that leads us to believe that every decision we make, well, pretty much every decision, has no real repercussion. You can just do something at will, on a whim, and not worry about the repercussions because there's always something waiting around the corner to bail you out. This is the danger of our society today, is things come too fast, too easily, and too quickly. Now, on an intellectual level, we know this, but on an emotional level, we've been taught since we were kids that everything you want is just right there waiting for you. Especially if you're here in America, we're taught that everything's at our hands. We can get anything we want. We have the sense of entitlement where everything, well, we deserve everything, right? We deserve the very best in life. It sounds like a slogan, and I'm sure it is for some product somewhere. There's a great book that I encourage you to read, by the way. It's called The Paradox of Choice. And it talks about this dilemma and how it actually has led to a lot of people being very unhappy is this overabundance of choice. We have too many choices. And when you have too many choices, you basically change your mind. As the saying goes, it's not always choice we need. What we need to do is find one choice and stick with it and learn the lessons that are in there. Unfortunately, these days we tend to abandon the difficult situations in life simply because we can. You've got to stick in there and find out what you're going to be learning in this relationship. Because that's what relationships do. They teach us about the people we are and the people we really want. The real question behind this commitment phobia is, what is it that drives people to want this? And very often, the real commitment phobia that's out there is just an urge to be free, to be untethered, to be able to do what we want, which ultimately comes down to a certain level of selfishness. And I hope that's not where we're going as a society. Remember, be true to yourself first, because that's the person he's going to have to fall in love with. Now, if you'd like to discover how to get a man to commit to you with all of his heart, I can show you a very easy, step-by-step, basically a roadmap to get you there. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/forever. That's datingadviceguru.com/forever. And watch my video. It's a quick training video on the secret password that basically lets you into any man's heart. Once you know how to do that, he's not going to see you as disposable. He's not going to see you as replaceable, and he's going to stick around once he sees you as being a truly desirable woman. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/forever. This is Carlos Cavallo. It's been great whispering in your ear yet another week, and I'll be back again next week to do the same. Talk to you again soon.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.